Blog Talk Radio.
gotta say. You can't be breaking down and falling out. You gonna break out your craft. Break out your words. You gonna break out some praise. Last time. When somebody clap your hands, it's a wrap. That's all you got, that's all you got. The Real Talk with Pastor E, Minister Carolyn, and Minister Enoko. Yes, join us for a variety of Real Talk discussions, dynamic principles based on messages and worship to our God through our service to the community. Family, we are fully devoted to Jesus Christ. We believe that the door of salvation is always open to those in search of the truth. With open arms, our ministry demonstrates God's love and concern for our fellow man at every given opportunity. And yes, through works of charity and by actions of love, we feel that we are walking in the footsteps of Jesus Christ, and we will reach the lost and unsaved. Man, I am so excited this week. This is Mother's Day weekend. Our country is in turmoil. We're in isolation, we're in pandemic mode, but we can still celebrate. The greatest gift I believe anyone could ever receive is a mother. And I thank God for my mother. She's deceased. And I thank God for my grandmother. I thank for all the women that God had put in my life. I'm just so thankful that they were able to sow into me and to grow me with love. And I tell you, if I could just say one thing of a testimony about my mother, is like she was a sweet, innocent lady that would do anything for me and anybody else, but she was so honest, and it would hurt her to be truthful, but she would always tell the truth. She would always pull my coattail. You know, people say, if I just would have listened to my mother, taking her advice, because she used to always tell me things, boy, don't go that way, don't do this, and I would still do it and come back, and she would still be there to love me, but she still had that sternness to say, no, you should have listened. And thank God I got better. And I'm unfortunate, after my mother was deceased, I got it. It rained, and all of those messages and all of the things that she sowed into my life, I'm just so grateful. It made me more grateful for my sister. It made me more grateful for my aunties and my cousins and women in general. And I celebrate you women this day, this weekend, this week, and to just applaud you and to thank God for the sacrifices that you put out, for the things that you do for your kids. That is beyond measure. And I thank God that you have survived. And that you are honored on this weekend. We give God glory for you today. Come on, put your hands together for mother. Amen, amen, amen. So without any further ado, I want to take it to the next level and bring in my co-hostesses to the broadcast. Minister Carolyn, good morning. How are you, woman of God?
I'm blessed and highly favored. Good morning, Pastor E and Enoko. How are you both doing? Okay, Pastor E, so I happy Mother's Day to all the listeners and to you, Enoko, as well. And just listening to you, Pastor E, about your mother, it's like you never know. My mother used to always tell me, you're going to miss me when I'm gone. And I hear those words every day, every day. And like you, I just didn't get it until they were gone. And I always say one of my lines is, it takes some of us to die in order for others to live. And I was like, I hate the word spoiled, so I use the word loved. I was loved very much. and so I was a child that I got what I wanted, you know, no matter how much my parents had to struggle. And on the daily, I miss her, but she knew that I had it in me, and she was always an encourager. But she used to always say, I'm going to get on my knees and pray for y'all and just leave it to God, because there's nothing else that I could do. I'm just going to leave it to God. But she still continued to back us up in prayer and on her knees, because I know without the prayers of hers, I really should have been gone, dead, or in jail for the rest of my life or something. So I'm thankful and blessed to have a mother, as I did, because of the things she installed in us, and because she was a praying mother and she had us in church, she knew what she was doing. And because of that, you know, we didn't steer too far. We always knew to come back to the throne. So I totally agree with what you said.
Amen, amen. Good morning, Minister Enoko. How are you, woman of God?
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I am doing amazing, and just you guys are blessing me because I am so grateful and honored that my mom is still here. And it just made me think of what you both were saying, especially Minister Carolyn, about missing them. So it's like, you know what? I have to take it a step higher. I have this saying, don't bring the chicken to the repast, invite me over for chicken dinner now. And it's that thing. And I'm thinking about my mom, that sometimes it's like your mom knows all the buttons you push, but just listening to you guys, mom, push them, push them, push them, push them. She's a praying mom. She's a mother of not just wisdom. She has always, like you said, loved us unconditionally, met us where we were at, and I wouldn't be the woman who I was, even with the challenges that I've had in my life with her. I wouldn't be who I am today. I can't even take credit. And like you said, our mother, she was a praying mom. My mom didn't worry about us. Her knees hurt more than her heart did. So you guys, I'm lost. I'm usually a person full of words, but I'm like, dang, I got to step it up. They're so real about enjoying your mom and letting her just be her instead of, you know, oh, wow, you know, here she goes again, you know, and just say, no, Lord, let her come again. Let her do this again. So thank you, too, for bringing me back to earth and reality and saying, you got your mom here. You got her. So anyone's listening, I don't care. The God's word says, honor your mother and father that their days be longer. It has no but if they do this, but if they give you this. It's no but in there. And I got to remember, there's no but the one you sit on, God.
Yeah.
So thank you, too.
I want to clarify something. I never said she wasn't with me. This is going to blow somebody's mind out there, but it may help somebody today. You know, I was rebellious as a kid. Like I said, I didn't listen. I heard her, but I didn't listen. But do you know, even to this day, like right now that we're talking, I can feel her presence. Right now,
yes.
I hear her more now
than I did
when she was here.
Yeah.
I hear her voice so clearly now, and I listen now. It's like, oh, she helps me throughout my day. Sometimes I'll be ready to break loose and go back into the, and she'd be like, I can feel her just resting on me, saying, son, you're listening now. And if God is using her voice to get to me, thank you for whatever you're doing. But, you know, the Bible says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And I ain't going to preach this morning, but let's just take it to another level of that. If you're absent from the body and you're present with the Lord, and I spend time with the Lord every day, doesn't that mean, sis, that I spend time with them too? Because if they're in his presence and I'm in his presence, I mean, the spiritual realm can still unite. Oh, man, this is deep. That you can really unite in the spirit and not worry about the physical part of it. and really serve God and know that you're strong in Him and His power and might and not ourselves. I feel a preach on me, but I'm going to let it go right there because we got guests coming this morning. I want to celebrate you guys. Now, Minister Carolyn, I do want to celebrate you also. Physically, you're not a mother.
A mother.
But spiritually, girl, you got kids all over. You got kids all over the street. What you mean? That you are You got babies. You got grown folks.
Grown up, you got
folks older than you. You got people older than you that look at you as a mother. And so we celebrate you today also on
Thank
this day.
You.
So don't take it lightly. I know you got babies.
I love your all too. I do.
So enjoy your day. All right, so I want to release it to you ladies, give you an opportunity. I know Minister Enoko has several guests I've already identified. Marchette and let me get her name right again. Hold on one second. I know Moon is involved in it, but I don't want to get it wrong.
Moonflower.
Moonflower. Yeah, Moonflower's in the house. I have her online also, but I want to, you know, release it to you guys, and when you're ready for me or I hear that name and I have them identified, I will bring them on board. If you were invited to this broadcast by any of us and you want to be acknowledged, please dial 1 right now. It should bring you up into the queue. If not, I'll find your number by the numbers that were designated by Minister Enoko. Yes, she's been ordained on the Now Network. If you need to know how we do that, get in touch with me. I'll ordain you too. Hey, with me, and you'll be doing things like, wait a minute, how did that happen? Wait a minute, how did I step into that? Anyway, it's effortless. So, women, there you are again. Happy Mother's Day. Let's have a great show.
Thank you. And you know, it's a piggyback on what Pastor said about Minister Carolyn. I always say this: she's got kids from the street to Wall Street. and even with me, the jewels and the stuff you've poured into me, you know, like I said, you have introduced me to so many platforms that people don't even know. The work that I'm doing now, dealing with survivors, was all because of Mama. Minister Carolyn, and she's a young, when you meet her, she's a young person, but she's got an old soul. So I honor you today. You know, we got linked up because you had, you know, you were getting girls off the street from human trafficking, and you nurtured them, and you mothered them, and you spoke into their lives, and you met them on the street. So even though you may not be a womb carrier, you are a mother. You are a birther of things, because as women, we birth things. So like he said, we want to honor you today because you love the hard ones. You love them when their mothers and their own birth moms can't love them no more. You love them back to their purpose, back to life. And it's something that, like I said, I've seen you go on the street. I've seen you stop. I've heard stories of you stopping your car, giving somebody your favorite shirt because they were cold on the street and loving them back. So don't take your work as a spiritual, you are a mom. You're definitely a mother. So
thank you
and honoring
thank
you for
you.
That. Yes.
Thank
so,
you.
And then, you know, going with our guests, there is the first person is that I want to really, you know, honor today, you know, because like we said, this is Mother's Day weekend. But for me, Mother's Day is every day. You don't have a day off.
Yeah.
There's, even though in the U.S., in our country, we honor them this one day, but mothers are so powerful. And I don't want to take this for granted, just saying, oh, because it's Mother's Day weekend. But hopefully from this show, we can celebrate more mothers. And one of the things that I thought today is because of everything that's going on, in with COVID-19 and just in our world and mothers, you know, I'm a mother who lost a son, and I was saying, you know what? What about those mothers who still have challenges, still go through things, but there's some happy endings, you know? And don't get me wrong, I honor those mothers who lost children in birth, who lost children on the street, who's lost children physically or emotionally. But today we thought we'll add a little something different and bringing in mothers who do struggle, but they also have happy endings. So we have a beautiful mom, Laverne, is on the line, and her daughter Moonflower and their relationship. Her daughter is an adult, and I'll let them go through, you know, sharing their age or whatever, but their relationship. And she's loved her daughter unconditionally to where she's the woman that I've watched this young lady just blossom. Her name fits her, Moonflower, her character, everything. And like I said, these are not, you know, perfect, you know, stories, but they're happy beginnings, and they keep going. So this is a mom. I don't know if Laverne and Moonflower are on the line. Are you guys?
I wanted to welcome them on. Laverne, I've unmuted your mic. Welcome to the Now Network. Moonflower. Flower.
Hello.
Welcome
to
the Now Network.
Can you hear me?
We're blessed to have you here. Yes, we can.
Okay, grand rising, everyone. Grand rising.
Good morning. So yesterday I kind of, with Laverne, kind of went over the, you know, we talked a little bit, but she's amazing, you know. So I just want you guys to just share a little bit about your relationship. And Laverne, how, what I said, you know, you just loving your daughter unconditionally and, you know, the different hats that she wears, you're always there to support her. And then also, you haven't lost your ability to be a mom and the activities and things that you do as a mom to adult, you know, your adult children, your empty nester. So go on.
Yes. Good morning. Good morning, panel. You know, I count it a blessing and honor to be up this morning, to be able to speak with you all. And I am a little nervous. Enoch is my cousin, and I love her dearly, and we text a lot. But yesterday I called her, and I called her for me, and then she said, oh, yay, I'm so glad that you called me. I was thinking about calling you. And so we just started talking and sharing as we do, because she's such a person that uplifts me all the time. So it's just an honor and blessing for her to recognize the relationship I have with my daughter. And it's just one that I'm so honored to be a mom, because I know a lot of people physically struggle to have children and can't, but I do honor women who love children, love people, because we all need mothering. We, even as old as we are, my mother, I'm so grateful. She'll be 83 in July. She needs me to mother her sometimes. So I think we all need mothering, no matter what age we are and what relationship we are to each other. We all can use that, just that little information, those little bits of jewels to help us continue our journey. So with my children, I struggled with them a lot because they are adults, but I'll always be their mom. So no matter what's going on in their life, it's something that I'm very interested in, and I don't want to be that mother that always bugging, but it's like I want to know. So I have had to figure out ways of having conversations with my children and communicating where it doesn't seem like I'm prying. And my daughter has, the way I parent is kind of how, as a child, the things that I felt I didn't get, that I knew my mother loved me, I knew she did. But there's a few things in my childhood. Being the youngest, I think I was in the home a lot longer than my siblings, so I felt things that I just felt, you know, I would do differently if I was a mom. And so, but of course, that doesn't mean I did everything right. So we have our challenge, but I told my daughter, you know, she wanted to go to college. I could see her leadership from a little girl, and I nurtured. I tried to pay attention to every detail of my children so that I can nurture that they felt comfortable with, and then to help them to get through the things that fear them, because I'm a person, I'm a product of anxiety and depression. I definitely suffer with that, And I knew, I thought I could hide that from my children and I could still be a great parent. I feel that I did okay job as a parent, and I'm still parenting, but you can't hide things from your children. And a lot of times they mirror what you are, who you are, and you see yourself in them. And so you have to start to take a look at that and not try to hide it or run from it, because it exposes who you are, and it's the most beautiful thing to know who you are. And I think for a very long time I didn't know who I was, and I became a mom. I became a wife first and then a mom, and you get your jobs and you start doing. And for me, I didn't know exactly how grounded I was in Laverne. Who is Laverne? But my daughter has helped me to embrace Laverne, and she's explored. She's gone to college. She's gotten, you know, a couple of degrees. I'll let her speak on her personal achievements. But as a mom, I'm so proud of her because I took some college courses. I didn't get a degree. I did go to cosmetology school, and I got my license, and I am proud of that. But I did take a step back to be able to be home with my children, and what I found, too, is that my kids are really great friends. I noticed I have a son and a daughter. My son is a great friend. My daughter is a great friend. Their friends come to them, and I saw this very early in their lives, and it made me realize that I had to nurture that was special in my children, for their friends to come to them in confidentiality, to be able to share secrets. And my daughter would come to me, well, my friend is experiencing this, and mom, what do you think? And so I knew then I had to also rise up to those occasions that not only am I parenting my children, there's other children that are watching. Her friends are seeing her parents, and maybe they are seeing things that they don't have in their home. And so so for me, I knew I had to be a great listener. And, yes, I have had times when I want to share my story, and my daughter say, Mom, it's not about you. I'm telling the story. And I had to stop and go, okay, you're right. And then I was still like, but I know something about that, so I want to share it. And there are times that you can share, but there are so many important times to listen, to really hear and let your children and whomever it is come to you and share that. And then at the right moment, you can impart what you experienced or what you know about that or how to be helpful. So learning to be patient with, especially to love your children unconditionally, you have to be patient. You have to hear them and to know them, because we raise them where we think we know. We protect them from the hazards in our home. We try to protect them from the hazards outside our home. And the thing about that is when they're gone, we cannot protect them all the time. Physically are there, so we have to pray in lots of protection of them and to give them that knowledge. And hopefully they make right decisions when they are challenged in the world. But to also listen to them, so that way when they come to us, when they have a different idea, we're shocked, but we're okay. I can handle this. Like my therapist told me once, the sky isn't falling, and I had to understand that it's not the end of the world when your children decide they want to do something different. So we wanted to our children know that, yes, if you college is your thing, we will help you through that. And at any point that that subject matter, that major that you may have thought you wanted to do all of your life, and you decided that's not what you want to do right now or anymore, you should be able to change that. If you're patient enough and you have an idea and you know things are not going to just fall into your lap, there is work, there is some suffering. But I've had to learn, you know, that's how it made our friendship even deeper. I was looking through some things. She's so special because she always reminds me of how special I am. And I think a lot of times as a mom, you're just trying to give your kids the best, and then and not that it's, you know, we're rich, we work very hard to try to give our children the necessities for sure and a little bit of maybe what they wanted. And so she's back home with us in a way where she made a decision that when she made a decision 3 years ago, I listened, and so she has to be her own woman. I don't want my children to ever look back and say, Mom kind of kept me, or I felt that Mom needed me, so I didn't do these things. And I've had to then realize that I had to find my passion and what I really want to do in my life. I've worked outside the home, and a couple of years ago, I decided to end that career and be home and help at home in the home office. My husband travels a lot for work. And in this COVID situation, he's been home. So we've had a lot of transition and new things happening, and the Lord has definitely blessed us to experience some highs and lows and to figure out some things. And so I don't want to keep talking and talking,
yeah.
But
and the thing is, I want to bring Moonflower in, and so that like I said, you said some key jewels, and that's where I kept listening. And one of the things you said, and as a mom that I'm learning, is to listen to our children, not just hear them, because we want them to listen. And like Pastor E said, I heard it, but did I listen? Did I follow? So I think that, and loving her unconditionally, and like you said, key thing, her being her own woman. So Moonflower, if you can come in and just sharing some of the things, you know, about your mom and your relationship would be really, really good. So, but thank you so much, Laverne, because you did drop a lot of good jewels on us.
Yes, one thing I'll say before she comment, I was sharing that, you know, a mom is only as happy as her saddest child. And that really is true, because you can have 3, 4, 5, 6, I don't know how many children you have, but if one of your babies is not doing well, they all could be very successful and great, but that one, your heart is with that one as well. And so just saying that, you know, that is so important to families to know that. We, as children, we may think, why my mom is, you know, maybe she pays attention to that one or not, or more this one and not me. But sometimes when we see that one that really is struggling, and that's, we got to, all of our children are important, but we know we're not happy until they all are okay.
Yes, yes.
Thank you for that one. I forgot about that when you're not as, and I'll repeat that later, but thank you. Go on, Moonflower.
Yeah, so I think the foundation or the uniqueness of the relationship that my mom and I share is that we are friends as well. I have a great deal of respect for my mom, but she's always presented herself in a way of, that we can talk to her, that if, you know, we truly just need to talk, you know, she'll put aside the reprimanding and just hear us. And I think that's always helped the quality of our relationship, because I feel the difference between me and some of my friends, a lot of my friends just discover things on their own. They encounter them in life for the very first time. They have no idea that whatever this thing is even a possibility. And, you know, so then they're completely caught off guard and shocked. Whereas with my family, my mom, she always felt the need to have me informed, you know, and I used to go to school as an elementary kid, you know, impressing my teachers with the quality of my conversation, because my mom kept me informed. You know, if there was something pertinent going on in the news that she felt that, you know, affected the world enough to where it would trickle down to her kids, she would sit us down and have us watch, you know, the news programming, and then she'd break it down to us in a way that we could understand. And, you know, so I think what makes our relationship work so well is that we have the room to just talk and discuss about things with each other. You know, I remember one of my first boyfriends cheated on me, broke my heart, and, you know, she called him and let him know, like, how important I was to her and why what he did to me was wrong because of how important I was to her. And it just was so significant for me, because she was the only person I had told. I didn't tell anybody else what I was going through. And, you know, I had feared that, you know, she could have been like, well, you didn't need a boyfriend anyways, or you should have been focusing on school to begin with. But instead,
wow.
She, you know, she helped me just feel like my feelings were valid, that what I was going through was an important experience, regardless of how the relationship was or not. You know, my feelings were my feelings, and she acknowledged that. And that was, you know, about when I was 19 or 20. And so that really helped me see that as an adult, like, oh, man, my mom can be friends. Like, she's not going to just judge me, you know, regardless of what I'm going through. And so And I, you know, I'm 30 now, but I've kind of lived a few lives. And she supported me, you know, all along the way. I have my master's in clinical psychology, and, you know, I've worked with children, and I've, you know, been an advocate for sexual assault survivors, and she's been right there with me with that. And, you know, now, well, before coronavirus hit, I was DJing and, you know, expanding on that, and she's, you know, driven far distances to be there with me. You know, sometimes she's the only person on the dance floor, and I'm DJing, and just to see that it's my mom, you know, I'm making her dance. Like, that's important to me, you know, because it could have been, well, you have a degree. Why do you want to go do this now? And it was never that. It was just like, oh, wow, that sounds fun. That's cool. You know, it was just initially met with support. You know, I even cut my hair off, all my hair off a couple of years ago. And at first, she was like, why do you want to do that? And I'm just like, because I do. And then she was like, okay, I'll help you. And I'm like, thank you. And so, you know, I just think what makes our relationship different than others is that we do have a friendship, but it's no matter what the relationship is, it's rooted in respect and love. And so in those moments when I need her to truly hear me, she can respect when I say, like, mommy, I need you to just listen to me and not hear it as, mommy, shut up, but hear it as, I need you to hear me right now, you know? And I think without that respect, a lot of things can be misconstrued and interpreted wrong. But because we have that foundation of respect and love and support for each other, we just thrive. And we can, you know, we're very resilient. Whatever we go through, we're going to get through it because we have that support and that unconditional love with each other.
Right.
That is so amazing.
I support her, but also I will get on her, and she knows that as well. So it is a balance. It definitely is that balance of knowing. And I'll say, well, just I think yesterday or two days ago, I wanted to show her, I've been wanting to show her how to sew, and she said when she was younger that she wouldn't have been able to get it because of my approach and my way of speaking with her, or just in general. And it's just, you know, we are who we are, we have our dialect, and I have worked on trying to be softer in my tone, but I said, Mom, it's my love language. This is how I am. So she says, I understand it now, Mom. And I could probably learn to sew now, you know. But so yeah,
and it's,
you know,
it's true because as I mean, as a parent, I understand, you know, you look at your child as one way, but as a child, you know, your parents are your superheroes. And so although you would like to be like, oh, well, that's just how my mom is. Well, my mom's the most important person to me. So what she says is going to impact me way greater than what a stranger would say to me. And so I just had to share with her, like, oh, I need a little bit of a nicer tone, you know, because I want our relationship to keep thriving, but I can't disregard the fact that I am sensitive. And I don't think it's necessary for me to disregard my sensitivity just so I can have a conversation with a person that I love. Like, let's both meet each other in the middle. You know, I won't be so sensitive when I talk to you, but it would be nicer if your tone was a little sweeter or softer. And, you know, because we have that respect and that, you know, policy of that we can talk to each other, she could hear me and hear what I'm saying. I'm not trying to change you, but what I'm saying is I think our relationship could grow and get better if we do these couple of things. And, you know, we've, in the past, 3 years, we've just grown exponentially. And, you know, the growth is just spectacular. Everyone sees it. It radiates. It shines through. We come in a room and people are like, oh, who are these sisters? And it's like, oh, we have sisters. mom and daughter.
Mom and daughter.
We just shine bright together. And we, you know, I am truly my mother's daughter.
And those are things, and not to interrupt you, but those are things that we're looking for. It's for, you know, the world has this negative thing about mothers and daughters and that it has to be against each other. But I honor you guys for that. And one of the things is that I definitely want to have you guys come back. And one of the things that I have to remember is that because I love storytelling is that I know our show is an hour. And so we definitely want you two to come back and share. And I don't know, Minister Carolyn, is there anything that you wanted to throw out there or ask them or kind of comment on? Minister Carolyn? I don't know if she's still there. Hello? Pastor E, I think that did Minister
I'm
Carolyn
here.
Did her call?
No, she's there. She's there.
Okay.
She just muted herself. We were giving you that moment, but there she is.
Yes. Are any one of you guys wanted to jump in? I'm talking about Pastor E or Minister Carolyn.
Although it was a dynamic story. I love the mom. I love the friendship, and there's nothing like a mother's love. So I appreciate. So many mothers, like, in this era or time, they're not really taking the time with their children. They're more focused on themselves than the child there to be raising. And then, you know, you could go on and on about the bad things that happen with mothers and daughters, but this is a blessing. We won't go into that. That could be another story. But this right here is dynamic. It's awesome. So I applaud you both, and happy Mother's Day.
Thank you. Happy
Thank
Mother's
you.
Day.
Happy Mother's
Thank
Day.
Thank you so much. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers listening.
Yeah, definitely encouraging, and I hope some of our listeners out there that are dealing with that, how when a child becomes an adult, that could be a show on its own, that how the respect level goes to another level.
Mm-hmm.
I love that you guys say that you're friends And but even friends have to respect each other and know their boundaries and you know, definitely boundaries and walls that we have to have in respecting one another. So I applaud you guys. Happy Mother's Day to the mother, Moonflower. I don't know if you have children, but happy Mother's Day when you do. So God bless you all.
Thank you.
That's all I have.
I appreciate you. Thank you. Appreciate you with the work you're doing. We'll keep listening.
Thank you.
Right.
Now, I don't know if Marche Hartz is on the line, and
yes,
I know,
is.
You know, yes, because this is another powerful mom, and she's just going to give us an infomercial of the power of a praying and loving mom, and her daughter, she has three children. Her daughter is Minda Hartz, and I think Minda's on the line, too, from New York, but they know you know, like I said, they're going to kind of do an infomercial because I want to bring them back to really share and lend their story because Minda just wrote a book last year, and so that's a whole thing on its own. So, okay, so Marche Hartz, are you on the line?
Yes. Hello, everyone. Just want to say hello to Pastor E and Minister Carol. It's a blessing to be here. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. Tell my cousins that they did a great job. Coming up soon, Pastor Enoko, my sister, invited me to come talk about the power of love and the power of a praying parent. And I think that they go hand in hand. And in order to be that mother, you have to be praying. And so the next time I'll be coming back talking about those two subjects because I think it's so important as parents, the getting your wisdom, getting your knowledge from God, getting your insight. Because if you have two or three kids, you have to mother them in your base is always love, but you have to parent them in another way because they're different individuals. So just, again, I'm just happy to be here. This has been this real talk. I'm just enjoying right now. I'm right in my bedroom and just having a good time with you guys. God bless you guys and love you.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Hey, look. I love her. That's an infomercial there. She said, look, let me tell you, get my points. Let me hit my points. And I'll see you on the next show. Thank you so much, Marcia.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yes. Minda, are you out there? Because I know her daughter, she's also, like I said, they're going to come back because, again, Moonflower and Laverne, like I said, that flow, that energy of them having a relationship. And like I said, they said they've had to work at it. So we just wanted to start off with something that is, you know, I always call them the love, peace, happy relationship. And again, like I said, they do have bumps. They've had to go through things, but they've had to work. They put in years. They didn't just get here overnight. Like Camille shared with you, she's 30 years old. This has taken 30 years of building. It didn't happen overnight for them. So, but they
Minda's
are.
Live.
Yes.
No, she's live.
Okay.
Welcome,
so,
Minda
Hart.
There you go.
Hello, am I on?
Yes, you are.
Yes, we can
You're
hear
welcome.
You.
Oh, okay. I thought this was just a, I was listening. thank you so much all for being here, for listening. It's been a pleasure listening to my cousin and my aunt and my mother who was just on. And I just want to wish all the mothers happy Mother's Day. You know, for me, I'm just sorry. I didn't know I was necessarily going
to
hop on.
No, you're not. This is infomercial time. You're going to come back. We just wanted to acknowledge that you were on the line. That's it. You don't have to speak in detail.
No, well, thank you so much. I just want to those who their mothers aren't here anymore, hold space for those mothers that are. And if you haven't spoke to your mother in a long time, and maybe today is the day that you send her a message or let her know you're thinking about her. And if COVID has taught us anything, it's that you just don't know what may happen from moment to moment, and it's so important that we let people know that we love them while we can. And I want to tell my mother happy Mother's Day, and thank you for always loving me and supporting me, and I will turn it back over to all of you. Thank you.
Okay, Minister Carol.
Oh, no. I'm just listening.
Amen. Well, no. We're right in the frame. Thank I thank Marchette and Minda for their infomercials. That was great. We can't wait to have you guys back. There may be somebody out there that's heard something today that's saying, "Wow, man, I wish I had it like that. How did you get this? How did you build this relationship?" You've also heard the testimony. It wasn't done overnight. There were some growing pains. There were some borders that had to be put up. We want you to dial one right now. Maybe we have an answer to a question that you have. And then that one person, you don't even know why you're here. And you got on this broadcast today, and you heard that name that's above every name, and now you want to know more about it, dial one. We have a green room. We would love to introduce you and get your starter pack that you can be just like us, serving the Lord with all of our heart and giving him the best that I can. Dial one now. Come on into the broadcast. Ladies, this has been awesome. I continue to celebrate you guys this weekend. I got a Mother's Day word tomorrow. If you're not in church, which most of us are still in isolation, join us tomorrow morning for the Now Church California, 9 p.m. Pacific, 10 Mountain, 11 Central, and 12 noon on the East Coast. We stream live on Facebook and on Periscope. And we're in at 11, I mean in at 10, and we're gone by 11. So 1 hour of time, we invite you to come and celebrate with us tomorrow. What do you ladies have going on? I know we have to be inventive right now. Hold on, Minister Terry, we know you're going to comment. Good evening, or good morning, woman of God. How are you?
Good morning, beautiful family, blessed. You know, I'm just blessed here to listen to the tribute that all the beautiful women have came on and shared, the love of mothers, motherly love. And I heard one of the beautiful women say that we have to love, if we have more than one children, my mother's, I speak, she's gone, she's in heaven, but I speak with her daily. We have our, still have our talks, I can feel her presence. But the love of a mother, and they treat each children, I come from a family of seven, a mother's love, they know which one needs more. So a mother's love is unconditional to each child, but if a child has big, more strength, a mother and a child has less, so a mother gives that other child more strength where it's needed. So I say glory to God, all you guys, God bless you. Enjoy your Mother's Day. Keep mothering. And also, I've listening Because when you have teenagers, I don't have children, but when you have teenagers, sometimes when we're mothering them, younger adults, we have to put ourselves in that situation as the same, on the same level, the same mindset where they are. We have to put ourselves back when we were teenagers, because sometimes we can talk to them as the higher up, as the mother figure, or I'm me, an auntie figure, but we have to talk to them as we were still a teenager, because that's the level they're thinking on. Amen. This has been awesome. Love you all and appreciate you all for all you shared today. Amen, and God bless you.
God bless you, too.
Bless you. Bless you, Minister Terry. Bless you, Minister Terry. Amen. Amen. So I know we got to be inventive. I pray that you guys are using social media and live videos to really celebrate Mother's Day in this social distancing era that we're in right now. Be safe. Care for one another. But love on each other. Just do what you can. If you are in a situation where you say, I don't have that with my mother, fix it. Don't let this weekend go by that every day does not become Mother's Day. I like when Minister Enoka said that every day must be a celebration of love and life when you are a believer of Jesus Christ. So let's explode this thing. Let's take it to another level. That's all I have. Closing remarks from you, ladies.
Well, yes, I want to say. Go on, Minister Carolyn.
I just want to thank the mothers that came on the show. It was a blessing to have you. We will continue with mothers, other mothers and their children go in depth with some different stories. Pastor E, you did say something earlier, and I wanted to comment, but we kept it rolling, was that your mother is always with you. I feel the same way, too, and I could hear it even when I'm doing wrong. I can't tell you what I would hear her saying in my ear, but I hear her. When we buried her, they allowed me to do the scripture, and the first scripture that popped up was to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. So we're really like on the same page there.
Okay.
I truly miss her, and I love her so much for installing the things that she has instilled in me. And so the young ladies that are on the phone, that are on the line right now, my advice and my words for you are to cherish your mothers while you still have them. And your mom will always be your best friend. And that's all that I
Amen.
Have to say.
Amen.
And like I said, I really appreciate the women for coming out, even though, as they stated, you know, yeah, they're family and sometimes. But the thing is that even just watching them over time, and I'm one person where I don't care if you are family. If your actions doesn't speak louder than your words and your character is not there, it doesn't mean anything. And so the women that came on today, I have watched them. I have seen their faith, their praying, us going through those things with our children. So I honor them, and one of the things that keeps sticking out in my mind, and I heard this from Laverne saying, and mothers can contest to this, being as sad as you're only as happy as your saddest child. And my son said something to me two months ago. He said, Mom, my pain has nothing to do with your parenting. It has to do with the poor choices I chose to make. And I was just like, oh, my God, you know, and it gave me another level in my prayer life, because I kept thinking, what did I do? And as mothers, we're constantly, you know, tearing ourselves down if our kids do something. And I was so grateful that my son had the spirit enough to say, it's not you, it's not dad. You guys did your job. Anything I'm doing is because of the poor choices that I make. It has nothing to do with you. And that I know the word. And so it's like I'm going back to that foundation. So anything, it is true about no matter how much you pray, how much you cry out. As mothers, one thing about us is we carry our children's pain. And that's one thing, everyone out there, if you want to pray for someone and not just what you're going through as a mother, pray for all of the mothers, because we all want the best for our children. So thank you guys so much, and Pastor E and Minister Carolyn, for allowing this platform today. and all the platforms honoring our mothers. I honor you guys. You know, you guys are pioneers with this show. So thank you so much for giving us this time.
Amen, amen. Well, we're just grateful to be a platform to celebrate, to inform, and to advocate the situation. A little update on our last story from last Saturday, Justice for Joshua J. Johnson. There's been some uncovering news about the police officer who killed him, who has been previously suspended, who has been also cited for killing another unarmed man before. We're getting a lot of good news out of this thing. Now, remember I said last week, I'm not looking to bash the police department. I'm looking for the truth. And that's the only thing I'm ever about. Because the truth sometimes hurts, but the one thing I guarantee you, the truth will set you free. So truth is coming out. Now politicians, now city officials are getting involved because they're seeing a trend. And we need all officers that are not physically and mentally healthy off of the street. We also need criminals to be incarcerated and taken off the street too. We need peace in our streets. We need life in our streets. But it starts with finding the real truth of things and why are we letting certain things go when you're the leadership or informed and in charge of who they have out serving and protecting our streets. We thank God for the police department. As a matter of fact, we thank God for all governmental sources, all governmental sources. That doesn't mean what title, what office, all authority. The Bible even says that we should honor all authority as it's unto God. And we don't. We disregard God. I don't want to disregard God. So I honor all authority. I don't point fingers. I'm not about the conspiracy theories. I'm about the truth. And when the truth comes, we can see freedom. So continue to pray for James Hudson, his team in Houston, that are fighting for the justice for Joshua J. Johnson. I believe God is moving expeditiously in this manner. Things are coming up fast. Today is the homegoing for Joshua. They're actually right now sending him off in the form of a ceremony that his parents can find some peace. But we are still praying for truth, and we're believing God is going to make that happen. So God bless you guys for your support. Thank you again, mothers. Thank you for coming on today. Come back again. You're always welcome here. If there's something that you have to see, the masses or whatever numbers we have to hear, you are always welcome to come and use this platform to help someone be better than they were before. So Heavenly Father God, we thank you today that not by power, not by might, not by agenda, not by self, but by your will be done here on earth, Lord, that you be glorified, magnified, and lifted up. We decree and declare today, Lord, that we came here one way, but we believe different. We won't be the same. We are changed. We are rearranged. We are transformed by the renewing of our mind, that, Lord, we can share that, lift somebody up, and show them the glory that you have, that we can all be at peace and love in you. And in Jesus' name we pray, as all that have agreement said, amen. Family, I love you guys.
Amen. You guys have a blessed week.
Tomorrow for the Now Church, California, 10 a.m. Pacific, 11 Central, 12 Central, 1 Eastern for the Now Church, California. What about the greatest gift?
They tell me.
Jesus, you are the greatest gift. The greatest gift of all. Sing it with me.
The greatest, the greatest. Jesus is the greatest, the greatest. Counted as one. I never.
never been perfect. I've done my wrong, and I thank you for your mercy, even though I don't deserve it. Even though I may not get my favorite gift, even though I may not get what's on my list, and there's no other love that's better than this. You are the greatest, Jesus, you are the greatest, you are the greatest.
For the season, it's because of him you are.